We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 3rd, 2024, approving to the agreement as to form.
Does it still have Ms. Hagler as the designated signee?
It is, yes. So the DocuSign at this time is set up for Ms. Tammy Hagler to be the signatory on that. So if we could, when we move, have that in the motion, please.
Does anybody have any questions?
No.
Move to approve the Budget Stabilization Fund Grant Applicant Project Agreement, file number 24-070CM, and authorize Tammy Hagler to execute the same on behalf of Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Would you like me to sign that now, or?
It's a DocuSign, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, we've approved now, so okay. You'll be able to log in and do that.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have the approval, Village of Bull Creek Funding Agreement, Village Wastewater System Improvement Project. With us this morning, we have our environmentalist, Mr. John Suti.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. Now, this is Mr. James Felton. He's the Public Works Director for Bull Creek Village.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
This is a project that you had brought to us a while back, John.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Easy on the sir.
Hey, he's got a smile on his face, so I'm going to call him sir. Your name again, it was?
James.
James. Nice to meet you.
You guys not know him?
I haven't met him yet.
Yes, I have. James, we appreciate your work.
He's been there for a while.
Been a few years.
Would you like me to read the staff report, sir?
Would you mind, John, just kind of go over that? He caught me off.
I may interrupt you again.
Off kilter.
The Village of Bull Creek is requesting approval of the above referenced funding agreement, and this would be for the Village Wastewater Systems Improvements Project. This is the engineering design and bidding phase of this project. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $77,625. This project will provide for the engineering design services necessary to develop plans and specifications specific to the rehabilitation of two lift stations, relocation of a collection system manhole out of an area prone to flooding during heavy rainfall events, and the rehabilitation of a collection system manhole that has been damaged due to hydrogen sulfide gas. The purchase of one backup pump for the main lift station is also planned for this project. The bidding phase portion of this project will be covered under this funding agreement, as well as I mentioned above. The village is requesting that this funding agreement remain active until April 1st, 2025. The village's Board of Trustees approved the funding agreement on April 2nd, 2024. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. This request meets the criteria necessary for approval under the sewer sales tax guidelines. And I had some information about their rates. If you were interested in that, I'd emailed copies of that to the commission to show that they, out of my small communities that I work with, and actually comparing them to some of our larger communities, Bull Creek has always been proactive in making sure that their rates are where they need to be at to properly take care of their infrastructure and their citizens down there. And they have always been good about maintaining a good repair and replacement account as well. So their rates have looked good over the years. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. I just have one. I'm fine with it. I have one question. You go for RFQs for your. How do you choose your engineering services?
Our what?
Your engineering services, or John? Do you know?
Basically, they have worked with Toth Engineering in the past, and they have an intimate knowledge of their system and everything, so they just kind of continue to work. And
that's who's been in there?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Toth, Sean Berry.
And that was seen appropriate if the flow goes into the Rockaway system.
Right, yeah, that's why I didn't know if that was the connection, if there was a...
Yes, it does. Sure.
Yeah. Enough. I moved through the Village of Bull Creek's funding agreement request for the Wastewater System Improvement Project.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you. Good meeting you, sir.
You too.
Thank you.
It's good seeing you.
You too.
Next, we have our University of Missouri Extension update. With us this morning, we have Ms. Kelly McGowan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, yes, my name is Kelly McGowan. I am a field specialist in horticulture for University of Missouri Extension, and I cover Taney County. And this is just a list of some of the programs, the educational programs that I can do if needed. So if you are interested in any of these, you can reach out to the local office and I'll be happy to come down. And I can also customize educational programs related to gardening and things like that. So,
when you say you cover Taney County, what other counties do you cover?
Oh, goodness. Well, we're a little shorthanded yes. right now. Stone, Green, Christian, Carthage, Joplin area, all the way up to Dallas County. So, but I live in Stone County, so this is kind of my home base. So, yes.
Thank you.
Do you have any programs currently set up that are going on anywhere?
There is a Master Gardener training coming up. We're still working on the dates on that, but that's going to be coming up in Taney County specifically.
Okay. Yes. When you get that date set, would you reach out to us and just let us know?
Absolutely.
Any other questions?
I'm good.
Anything, ma'am?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next, we have our monthly budget report. With us this morning, we have Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Commissioner. I've got the report, monthly report for May 2024. At the end of May, it shows the total funds being $67,498,581. Within those funds includes the GCR fund balance at the end of May at $15,743,686. Also have the law enforcement fund at $6,890,958. The Road and Bridge CART fund is at $2,711,650, and the Road and Bridge Trust fund is at $16,894,694. And the sewer fund at the end of May is at $15,662,317. And that would be the major funds with the sales tax.
Okay.
The amount you gave for law enforcement, that's without any transfers from the GCR of the expenses?
Correct, at this month, yes. We usually do that at the end of the year, finding where the fund lies.
Thank you, Mr. Clark.
Thank you.
That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for a 9:30 roundtable upstairs in the Taney County Commission Conference Room. I have 9:24 a.m. At this time, we will be in recess.